Title: Consolidating Chopped Audio Without Losing Names Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're dialing in a super practical drum and bass workflow skill, consolidating chopped audio in Ableton Live without turning your session into a graveyard of clips called Consolidate and Audio 1-1. Because in DNB, you're going to chop breaks, microedit fills, resample bass phrases, print processing, and pretty quickly you end up with hundreds of tiny pieces. Consolidate is supposed to help you clean that up. But if the names fall apart, you lose the whole story of your track. And that kills speed when you're deep in a drop and trying to move fast. So today, we're going to use a battle-tested approach that keeps your project readable. You'll keep meaningful names where it counts, consolidate in the right-sized musical chunks, and keep a blueprint lane that preserves the detailed slice names when you need to reference them later. Let's set the vibe first. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'll say 174, because that's a classic DNB tempo and it forces you to be tight. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Break Chops. Make another audio track called Drum Resample, and another called Bass Resample. Then create two return tracks. Return A. Name it Drum Room. Put a short room reverb on it, something like Hybrid Reverb or Reverb. Keep the decay short, like half a second, and high pass it so the low end doesn't wash out. Think low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Return B. Name it Parasat. Drop a saturator on it, push a few dB of drive, turn on soft clip, then EQ it so it's not blowing up the low end. High pass below about 120 Hz, and if it gets sharp, tame a bit around 6 to 10 kHz. Cool. That's a very typical DNB friendly setup. Clean core, then optional grit and space. Now step 1. Chop your break the name safe way. Drag in an amen or any crunchy break onto break chops in arrangement view. Warp it tight. For DNB, timing is everything, because you're stacking layers and the groove has to lock. Set warp mode to beats and preserve to transients. If it gets clicky or too crunchy, switch the subdivision to something like 1/16 and back off transient sensitivity slightly. The goal is clean transients without weird tearing. Now start slicing. Use split, command or control E, at the key hits, kicks, snares, and especially the ghost notes if you're doing jungle-style detail. Here's the crucial habit: rename slices immediately, not later, not after you finish the idea. Immediately, click a slice, hit command or control R, and name it with a consistent scheme. For example, Amen Kick Bar 1, Amen Snare 2 Bar 1, Amen Ghost 03. Whatever your scheme is, the main point is consistency. Teacher tip: don't just name micro slices, name sections too. If you know you're building a 1-bar main loop and a 1-bar fill, name those concepts in your head and in the project. The more intense the edit gets, the more naming becomes your map. Now let's talk about the real problem. Consolidating. Ableton's Consolidate, Command or Control J, creates a new audio file from a selected time range, but it does not magically keep the identity of all the little pieces inside. It can't. Once you bake 20 slices into one file, those inner names don't live inside the audio file in any useful way. So the win is, you name it the right level. We're going to consolidate at the phrase level. 1 bar, 2 bars, a fill, a call and response pair, musical units that you actually arrange with. This brings us to the core workflow, the duplicate lane or print lane method. Here's how it works. First, decide what you're consolidating. Let's say 1 bar of your edited break, your main roll. Drag across the timeline ruler and highlight exactly that bar. Really make it exact. Bar start to bar end. Now duplicate your break chops track. Command or Control D. Rename the original break chops edit source. Rename the duplicate break chops print. On the print track, make sure only the phrase you intend to print is living in that time range. If there are stray bits hanging outside the bar, clean them up. We're trying to be deliberate. Now, with that exact time selection active, hit Command or Control J to consolidate. Ableton creates a new consolidated clip. Immediately rename it. Command or Control R. Name it something like Amen Edit Bar 1 Main 174. Or if you're doing variants, Amen Var A 174. This is the key mindset shift. You're not trying to preserve every microslice name inside the consolidated file. You're preserving the identity of the musical unit you'll actually use in arrangement. And you still have your source track, with all the microslice names, as a readable legend. Which leads into the next move, clip name stamping with locators. If you know you'll want to reference what's inside later, add locators at the start of phrases. In Live, go to Set and choose Add Locator, right at the bar line. Name locators like Bar 9 Amin Main, Bar 10 Ghost Fill. Now when you consolidate and your arrangement becomes clean blocks, you still have navigation markers that explain the structure. And if you keep the source lane muted and folded underneath, you've basically created a two-layer system. Up top, clean consolidated arrangement assets. Underneath, the detailed blueprint with microclip names. Rename that original track something scary on purpose, like break chop source do not touch. It sounds funny, but it prevents mistakes at 2 a.m. when you're moving fast and you accidentally chop the wrong lane. Quick aside, color is your second naming layer. If you're working with 200 plus clips, text alone becomes slow. Pick a strict palette, kicks one color, snares another, fills bright, and keeper prints something obvious like gold or white. When you consolidate, keep that color logic. Your eyes will read the arrangement faster than your brain can read names. Now let's talk session view, because a lot of DNB producers build variations there. In session view, you might create a one bar loop, then duplicate it into variations. Name the clips, Amen Variant A, Amen Variant B Fill, and so on. Then drag those into arrangement. If you want an actual printed audio file per variation, select exactly one bar in arrangement and consolidate it. A really practical DNB arrangement trick is to make four variations up front. As your straight roll, B adds extra ghost notes. C has a snare drag into bar 2. D is your fill. Then you arrange patterns like AABA, then ACAD. That gives motion without constantly reinventing the drum programming. Now step 5, resampling, which is honestly the best option when you want heavy processing and clean naming. Because consolidate prints timeline audio, but resampling prints your actual sound as it hits the output of your chain. That's perfect for dark rollers, where the processing is part of the identity. On the drum resample track, set audio from to your break chops track, or your drum group if you're routing through a bus. Set monitoring to in. Arm the track, and record 4 to 8 bars of your edited drums. As soon as it records, rename that clip immediately. Drums print roll at A173, or drums print AB roll 174, if you recorded in a / B alternation. Then if you want, consolidate the recorded region into sections. But notice, because you recorded a clean chunk, the naming is already easy, and you're not relying on Ableton's consolidate naming behavior to keep you organized. If you want a stock device chain that prints well for rolling drums, here's a solid starting point. Drum bus for a bit of drive and transient control. Glue compressor, gentle, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Attack a few milliseconds so the crack gets through, release on auto. Saturator with soft clip for density. Then EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, shape mud around 200 to 400 Hz, and tame any harsh stuff around 7 to 10 Hz. Teacher note, go lighter than you think before printing. If you print something already destroyed, you leave no headroom for mixdown and mastering. A good workflow is to print both a clean roll and a dirty roll. Then you can automate intensity by swapping prints, not by automating 15 devices. Now let's lock in file management, because this is where good naming becomes real outside the timeline. Save your live set early. Then when you're committing edits and you've generated new consolidated files and prints, use collect all and save. That pulls everything into the project folder so nothing goes missing later. Also, if you stick to a naming convention that scales, you can search your browser and actually find stuff quickly. A great pattern is source, section, variant, BPM, and optionally key. So, Amen Bar 9 Main A174, or Resprint Bar 33 FMIN 174. Extra coach move. Use the clip description field as a hidden layer. In info view, you can write notes like swing plus 7, ghost layer boosted, transient shaper minus 2, printed post glue. That way the clip name stays clean, but you still have the backstory when you come back in 2 weeks and you can't remember what var b actually means. Now, a couple common mistakes to avoid. First, consolidating huge ranges, like 32 bars at once, and then you can't find the magic moment. Consolidate in musical units, 1 to 4 bars. Fills are usually 1 bar, sometimes 2. Drops might be 4 or 8 bar phrases. Second, not renaming until later. Later never happens. Rename right after chopping, and rename right after printing. It's like labeling cables in a studio. You either do it now or you suffer later. Third, deleting your source chop lane too early. Keep it muted. Keep it folded. It's your blueprint. Fourth, warp drift. If your warp is sloppy, consolidation bakes the slop into the audio. Tighten warp markers first. Fifth, Accidental fades. If you used fades just to remove clicks, check whether you're printing those fades into your final asset. Sometimes that's fine. Sometimes it steals byte and you wonder why the break feels weaker later. Zoom in and verify the joins before you commit. One more advanced idea that's super useful: version fallacies. Instead of final, do version suffixes. Amen bar 9 main A1, amen bar 9 main A2, amen bar 9 main A2 HP. Now you can iterate fast, keep your sanity, and roll back instantly. And for fills, consider consolidating with intentional pre-roll. If a fill has a pickup that starts a 16th early, consolidate one bar plus that little pre-roll, then crop and clip view so playback is still one bar, but the audio contains the pickup. Name it clearly: fill 01 pickup 16174. Now it's dropping ready every time. Alright, quick practice exercise to make this real. Take one break. Chop one bar into at least 12 slices, including ghost notes. Name every slice consistently, like Amen Ghost 01, Amen Ghost 02, and so on. Build two variations: I straight, B has more ghost, and maybe an extra snare. For each variation, consolidate into a clean one bar clip and rename them Amen var A174 and Amen var B174. Then resample 8 bars alternating A and B into drum resample and rename that print. Drums print AB roll 174. By the end, you should have a live set where, if you zoom out and squint, you can still understand what everything does just from names and colors. That's the goal: speed and clarity when the track gets deep and heavy. Let's recap the big idea. Consolidate won't preserve the names of every microslice inside a new audio file, so you win by naming at the right level, phrase, section, and roll. Use a print lane to consolidate cleanly and rename immediately. Keep a muted source lane as your detailed legend. And when you want the exact processed sound, resample and name the print like an asset you'll reuse. If you tell me whether you mostly chop an arrangement or build variations in session, and whether you like committing via freeze and flatten or via resampling, I can suggest a default track layout, naming scheme, and color palette that fits your style: rollers, jungle, or neuro.